All right, good evening. It is Tuesday, October 10, 2023. I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. We will have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Assembly Member Otteson.
Oh, no, all since I've been in school.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Good job.
Roll call, please.
Yes. Assembly Members Robbins, Morrison, Otteson.
Here.
Dalrymple.
Here.
Powell.
Here.
DeBoer.
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Here. We have a proclamation tonight for Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and I'll bear with me and I'll read this. It says, whereas lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death among men and women in the United States and Alaska, accounting for more deaths than colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer combined. And whereas, according to the Centers for Disease Control, there were 391 new lung cancer cases and 221 deaths because of lung cancer between the years 2015 and 2019 in Alaska. And whereas the five-year survival rate for localized lung cancer is approximately 60%, yet only approximately 24% of lung cancers are diagnosed at this stage. Whereas screening for lung cancer for high-risk individuals using low-dose computed tomography can lead to the earlier detection of lung cancer and save lives, reducing the mortality rate by 20% when compared to screening by chest x-ray in the National Lung Screening Trial, and reducing the risk of death at 10 years by 24% in men and 33% in women, as demonstrated by another large randomized trial. Whereas funding for lung cancer research trails far behind funding for research of many other cancers, and additional research is needed in early diagnosis, screening, and treatment for lung cancer, as well as in lung cancer affecting women and lung cancer health disparities. And whereas lung cancer incidence is decreasing twice as fast in men as it is in women, each year more women die from lung cancer than breast cancer. And by 2035, more women will die from lung cancer than men. And whereas African Americans have the highest lung cancer incidence and mortality of all races, and disparities in lung cancer screening, diagnosis, treatment, and mortality are well characterized among African Americans and other racial minorities. And whereas lung cancer in individuals who never smoked is the seventh leading cause of cancer-related death and accidents for 17,000 to 26,000 deaths in the U.S. every year. 60 to 70% of individuals diagnosed with lung cancer who never smoked are women. And the proportion of lung cancers diagnosed in people who never smoked is increasing in the United States, whereas radon is the leading cause of lung cancer among individuals who never smoked and the second leading cause of lung cancer overall. And whereas the stigma surrounding lung cancer creates barriers to early diagnosis, treatment, and funding for research, has a detrimental impact on the quality of life of people diagnosed with lung cancer and hinders awareness of and research into lung cancer risk factors other than smoking. And whereas lung cancer research is leading to breakthroughs in the identification of genetic alterations associated with lung cancer and in the development of lung cancer treatments, including immunotherapies and targeted therapies. And whereas organizations working in Wrangell, such as the American Lung Cancer Screening Initiative and Women's Lung Cancer Forum, are committed to educating about lung cancer and lung cancer screening and working to increase lung cancer screening rates in Wrangell. Therefore, I, Mayor Patricia Gilbert, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby proclaim November 2023 is Lung Cancer Awareness Month in Wrangell, and recognize the need for research in lung cancer affecting women and lung cancer and men and lung cancer health disparities, and encourage all citizens to learn about lung cancer and early detection through lung cancer screening. Signed and sealed this day, the 10th of October, 2023. So a very nice proclamation. So thank you for allowing me to do that. A couple other things. I know we've congratulated Wayne McCollin on his retirement, and I just wanted to echo that sentiment. He served the city very well. Tourists have remarked to me about how beautiful our city is and how clean it is, and I wanted to give a shout out to our city crews. And last but not least, our Wrangell cross-country team took state again and regionals, so we have state and regional champions within the community. So congratulations, and I'm sure we will have a proclamation or a ceremony for them at our next meeting. All right, that concludes ceremonial matters. Persons to be heard. Thank you. Tonight we have several community members signed up. Let's start with Joan Sargent. And she is going to talk about the St. Francis Animal Rescue facility.
Okay.
All right, I'm Joan Sargent. I live at 12.7 miles of Monrovia Highway. I am president of St. Francis Animal Rescue, and I am representing them, but I'm also representing other nonprofits and myself in my statement tonight. And I'm speaking here about Ordinance 1046. You know, my comments are kind of detailed, and it refers directly to the ordinance by their sections, so that might be helpful for you to follow a law. I am here to speak to Ordinance 1046. Over the past 3 years, St. Francis Animal Rescue has been working to replace the original shelter that shut down in June 2020. We've been in negotiation with the city since that time, where our first meeting was with Lisa Von Bargen and Carol Rushmore in July 2020. Our goals were to provide a facility more accessible to the public and one that complied with all borough codes. After unsuccessful review by the borough of at least 8 properties, Kate Thomas, Tom Weider, Jeff Good, and Tom Radke, I was not formally in discussion with him, but his approval was related to me, have offered a section of the city impound lot for the placement of a cat shelter. We are currently negotiating a lease for this plot with Jeff, Kate, and the lawyer. So we're speaking at least from our experience of trying to best navigate the process. The St. Francis Board met this afternoon to review Ordinance 1046. We'd like to make the following suggestions to help clarify and improve the navigation and communication in the lease process for the community. So the first section, the term person is limiting, and that would be section 16.10.30. Perhaps the phrase person or entity would be broader. Continuing with 16.10.30, under the development clause, clause E, the leasee needs to be provided with a plot plan, distinguishable survey markers, and markers indicating the location of the sewer and water hookups at the site in order to comply with this clause. There needs to be access to this information, if not readily available, within 30 days of the request by the leasee, and you might want to work that into the code so it can expedite the process. Section 16.10.40. At the end of Clause A, it indicates that state or federal agencies and nonprofit corporations that lease property from the borough may be exempt. And we really thank you for the adding that in. A statement indicating who decides this. I mean, who decides who's exempt? Is it the assembly? Is it the borough manager? And also, who sets the rate? We really struggled with Clause B, and to be honest, we were left with no understanding as to where we stand as a nonprofit in the scheme of things. If the lessee is determined in Clause A to be exempt, does the property still have to be appraised? Who pays for the appraisal? The last sentence indicates the assembly shall determine the annual rental rate at 6% of the appraisal value. Are there no exceptions? Are there exceptions? Should the clause say the assembly shall determine the annual rental rate at 6% of the appraised value unless it has been determined that the state or federal agencies or nonprofit organization is exempt? The last sentence is a bit of a run-on, and it might be clearer separating the rental rate clause or statement from the last phrase, where the assembly shall determine any limitations, reservations, etc. Our next section we were, really felt needed more definition was Section 161070, Terms of the Lease. Who defines the terms? The assembly? The borough manager? The lawyer? The definition of responsibilities for each of these entities would really help the lessee navigate the process. Finally, there was something that we, in the draft lease we have right now, we compared what was going on here. There's no condemnation clause in this ordinance. And, you know, condemnation on the part of the lessee is the scariest part of a lease because of concern for securing a new location, look at us, 3 years later, and the associated costs, not costs. We feel that this ordinance should address condemnation. Items such as who would be the condemning authority, reimbursement of costs for the lessee, terms for vacating, are some items that may be included. As I said in the beginning, I'd speak for it from the point of us, St. Francis, working on this draft lease with Kate, and but I also speak for all of our nonprofits. We have, for instance, hospice is in the hospital right now. What is going to happen when that building is vacated? We need to think more in terms of how much our volunteer organizations mean to us and how we will come forward with really, really good terms and, to help them keep going. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, and this is a public hearing item, too, coming up, Assembly. Kelly Decker, please, talking on the same subject, or would you rather wait for the public hearing?
It's just the same scenario. I'm Kelly Decker. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. I'm a little unorganized tonight. I apologize. I just wanted to stand with Joan and kind of make it known that we're all kind of in the same opinion, and we would just like to make sure that this new proposed lease for rent is clear, concise, that we don't have to try to pick apart the information to figure out what it means when we're sitting down to meetings with the city. And along those same lines, it'd be the same for anyone. But we happen to be a little bit of an exception because we're somewhat fulfilling a role that the city and borough of Wrangell is actually obligated for. And so we want to make sure also that in the language that there are clear differentiations between a for-profit business and a nonprofit in some of that language with the rent and with the exceptions. We provide a valuable service to this community, and we are in the current process of negotiating a lease. And so this meeting here and what happens with this document is going to affect those negotiations because we've already been having these negotiations for quite a long time through several different borough managers and now economic development directors. So we would like to make sure that this isn't going to damage those negotiations drastically to where we're going to have to start over.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Diane O'Brien.
Good evening. I'm Diane O'Brien, 3 miles Movia Highway. I'm the Secretary of St. Francis Animal Rescue, which was started in 2006 and was incorporated as a nonprofit in 2009. As noted, St. Francis receives no funding from the city. St. Francis does fill a much-needed requirement for a city-funded shelter. We appreciate the work that has gone into the topic of leasing city lands. We are currently working with the city officials on such a lease. Ordinance 1046 being presented tonight for consideration is very important to us, as we have received a proposed lease agreement from the city prior to the formulation of Ordinance 1046. That proposed lease agreement will need to be edited to follow Ordinance 1046 and be administered accordingly. Such is our interest in submitting comments tonight. Thank you for that opportunity.
Okay. So may I ask you a question? You've already been presented with a lease, but you think you'll get a new lease depending on this ordinance?
Yeah, we reviewed 1046 this afternoon and looked at that lease that we were presented a week or so ago.
Okay.
And so there it's not the same clauses in both
clauses.
Of those things.
So. And sometimes they're not,
You
know, but okay, we will thank you for that information. Yes, and Borough Clerk.
It's very useful for me to comment under public comment, but yeah. What they were presented with will not change. It will not change. This is moving forward. You have already, this probably should have been discussed before the meeting.
Well, that's all right.
Point of order, we have a public process on this in a little bit of this thing right here. Which we will discuss.
Right, okay. We will. I wanted to get clarification, so. All right, thank you. Amendments to the agenda. Does any assembly member have any amendments?